Thing number one, profess, he says. Basically, what this is, to sum up these six pages of drivel, is that a man who loves you will tell people that he, you know, that you his girl. He'll make a claim. He'll stake a claim on you. Big whoop-de-doo. I know some Negroes that have staked claims on four or five broads. Each one of them is thinking that it means something. It don't mean nothing. It's just words, ladies. Words. It doesn't mean a thing. So what, he takes you and meet some of his friends. A dude, you know, that runs with a whole bunch of dudes, you're going to meet some friends, and this other chick's going to meet some of his other friends, and the other people going to meet his mama, and then this other chick's going to meet his sister, and then all of you are getting played. That don't mean nothing. You want to see what is the dude going to do. Men speak with action. They do not speak with words. So him saying, you know, this is my girl. So what you going to do about it? What does that mean? What changes in my life because I'm supposed to be your girl now? How's that, you know, doing something for me? Where is the benefit for me to have that title? You know, a lot of women get stuck on the title. You know, where is this going? You know, what kind of relationship is this? You know, what is your intentions? Forget all that. You don't need to ask him nothing. Stop talking so much. Stop asking questions. Stop playing your hand. You know, I'm going to write an article about how dating is like playing poker. Because if you are a good poker player, which I am masterful. I always win. If you are a good poker player, then you will understand how you need to play, keep your cards and what's in your hand, your business. Okay, now what he's telling you throughout this book is to show your hand. Just put your cards all on the table so the man can see what your hand is and then play you like a violin. You're not going to do that. When I get through with you, you trust me, you're going to have a better understanding of how you need to handle yourself with men. This book is stupid. I cannot say this enough. Okay, now then he goes on to say, okay, now we have this profess thing. The man's talking. Okay, he's professing his love. You know, he says, you will know if a man is serious about you once he claims you. Like I said, that don't mean nothing. Okay, so we shot that down. Profess, that's words, don't mean crap. His next thing is provide. Once we've claimed you and you've returned the honor, we're going to start bringing home the bacon. Simply put, a man who loves you will bring money home to make sure you are taken care of. Okay, now. This is, of course, I guess going to happen once you're actually married. You might join forces or, you know, live together or something. But just because a man claims you as his woman, that don't mean he's going to start covering all your bills and you're going to be able to sit on your butt at home. It doesn't mean that at all. You were working. You're going to continue working. 95% of black women work outside the house. Okay. So, you know, brothers ain't making in general. Now, there are some. But the vast majority are not making ends meet on that level. Their households need two paychecks, okay? So you're going to still be working just like you were before you got married, okay? Still handling your business and joining forces with your husband. But, you know, is he providing for you financially? No. And the way Steve makes it sound, he ain't going to provide for you emotionally either, because he can only give you these three things that we're going over here, right? So, you know, what's really in it for you? And that's some question you guys need to think about as we get through to go through this. Like I said, a man like this with that's this limited, there's no benefit to be in a relationship with a man like this. A man who is this limited, who's this selfish, who's this ungiving, and this self, you know, self-centered, this is nobody that you need to be in a relationship with. This guy's a loser. And these are the kind of dudes you marry, and then you be miserable in the marriage, and then you end up getting a divorce a few years later because you just feel so lonely and uncared for. Because he is limited. And these are the kind of guys that should stay single forever. Because they're not ready. Okay, so he's supposed to be this provider, right? Well, like I said, since you're working, you know, anyway, you're still providing for yourself, okay? And since he was working before he got with you, his having a job and paying some bills is not for you. He would be doing that whether he was married or not, whether he had a girlfriend or not. He would still have a job. That's what responsible adult people do. They work. So, again, this is not for you, nor is it for the relationship. He's doing something for himself because he wants to buy some new rims and keep his car note up and pay his rent and buy his clothes and jerseys and all of, you know, buy his tickets to the Raiders game and all this stuff. This is what men do. They work so they can have money because they want to do things with it. Okay. So that's not for you. So don't get it twisted. He ain't doing that for you. So this provide, that's out too. All right. So now we go on down and we go to the last one, which is protect. When a man truly loves you, anybody who says, does, suggests, or even thinks about doing something offensive to you stands the risk of being obliterated. Your man will destroy anything and everything in his path to make sure that whoever disrespected you pays for it. This is his nature. Now, that sounds good, but you know, brothers are not trying to get shot and killed over somebody saying something disrespectful to you. They might say something to the brother, but you know, they're going to drop it if the guy gets kind of salty. Because, and you know, a lot of women won't even tell their husband because they know he's going to feel like he needs to do something and they don't want their man shot over some fool, you know, some fool mouthing off. I mean, you got to pick your battles. If it's something stupid and you can ignore it, that's one thing. If it's his best friend or his brother or uncle or somebody trying to get at you, touching on your body, okay, well then you probably need to get him involved in something like that. But some idiot that you, you know, is walking down the street saying, you don't need to tell him that. That's just crazy stuff. But the bottom line is this protect thing for 90% of women or probably more is such a rare thing. I mean, you know, most people know how to act and they're not going to really do anything harmful to some man's wife because, you know, they know better. So the incidents is, you know, somebody breaking the house, something like, okay, how often does something like that happen? So you got a guy who has to be called to protect you, what, maybe once a year? Okay, so he does something once a year. Let's give him 6 months. Once every 6 months. Even once every 3 months, okay? So 4 times a year, he's got to protect you from some invisible something. He ain't providing because you're doing that for yourself and he would be doing working anyway. And then he professed, excuse me, one time to tell everybody that you was his girl. Okay, so now you look at a relationship over a 2, 3, 5 year period, please tell me what he is doing to show that he loves you. I'm waiting. Anybody got an answer? Because I'm telling you, according to Steve, dude's only going to do them 3 things and that's it. And you got to be satisfied with them 3 things, them 3 invisible things from some man. I wish I would.